starting in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate, don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie.
It is the Nielsen Show. Dustin Nielsen, Lieutenant Eric with the Nielsen Show, brought to you by A&W. Hashtag bring back the whistle dog.
Hold the relish.
Yes, yes. Summer, summer miracles all abound.
It's June 29th.
June 29th, yeah, over there. Coming up at 7:45 today, Keegan Matheson is going to pop by for a visit. More of your text messages, obviously, here around 7:25. Ryan Rashog at 8:30 today. And then at 9:05, Nielsen Show draft returns for the upcoming summer. We've got our summer beverage draft. 10 rounds, bunch of different categories. You'll have to select three beers. Be a brand, and then also the situation that you're drinking it in, which I think is huge. Two other alcoholic drinks, one situational water, and four open spots in this draft for other beverages. It's locked and loaded. Tom Gazzola is going to join us, and Scott Laurie from Sobeys and Safeway Liquor is going to be in as well. Let's start there with Noodles. Let's see who Noodles will take if he had the first overall pick today. Then we'll talk goaltending. Lots and lots of goaltending. Noodles, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man. What would you pick first overall in this summer beverage draft, buddy?
Moscow Mule.
Oh.
That's a slam dunk for me.
Wow.
I like it in a cold tin. And, you know, for me, I'm not a beer guy. It's weird to say I'll drink beer if I'm not drinking. I'll have like two social ones just to kind of chill. But if I'm going out with a guy named Jason Strudwick at Night Train, I think I'm into the vodka, which means the Moscow Mule. And those are good. Recently, when I was in Edmonton a couple weeks ago, it was Cactus Club, a couple Moscow Mules before we went to the Oiler game. And then it was fun. So that's my number one overall pick.
There you go. All right, write it down, people. If Noodles is in the draft, Moscow Mule off the board early. We'll find out where it goes in our draft today at 9:05. Noodles, I saw you diving into the current goaltending situation for a few Canadian clubs. Obviously, let's start here in Edmonton, where there's some speculation that Mike Smith may not be back next year, that he might end up calling or quits. And at, you know, this stage of his career with his age and the amount of time that he has played, I totally understand that. The other option right now is Stuart Skinner. As you look at this Oilers goaltending picture from the outside, what are you seeing? What would you like to see them do?
Well, I think it was quite evident in Ken Holland's presser at the end of the season that he'd like to see Stuart Skinner as one of the goaltenders.
Yeah.
But he also was very adamant when he was pressed that Skinner's not a number one right now, and you don't want to place him in that situation. That's a lot of pressure for a young goaltender. There's going to be high expectations on this team next year based on what they did this year. You're looking to stabilize and not have that terrible dip in the middle of the season. So if Skinner's going to be one of them, I would think that, you know, Mike Smith, for me, you know, I don't know if pack it in is the right word. He's had an amazing career, but he's a guy that, you know, if it takes time for him to think about it, I still think Ken Holland has to go and get somebody. And even if it's a three goaltender rotation early on, something that you just have to have a guy who can play and be trusted to play night in and night out. And that's no disrespect to Mike. It's just, we know his track record physically the last couple years. He's got a lot of mileage on the body.
Yeah.
He's 40 years old. So I think if it's Ken Holland, he's looking at the marketplace and saying, okay, we might need a guy that can help Stuart Skinner along, because, you know, in a perfect world, if Mike Smith was 35, this would be a great tandem, because Smith could show him the ropes, allow Skinner to continue to grow. And if he has an off week, you can absorb three or four games and allow Skinner to work on his game with the goaltender coach. The one thing, whoever it is playing with Skinner has to give him an opportunity to grow and not be pressed into service. And the scary part for me is if Mike Smith is the other guy, his health is a concern. That's the biggest thing with Mike, because I think that's what scares people is, you know, he had the ankle injury. He's had some other nicks and bruises where he's just not available to you. And now it just presses, whether it was Koskinen to run 13 games in a row, you just can't have that anymore. You need somebody that's trusted. And that's where Ken will be looking to upgrade in that situation.
Yeah, you know, you're right with Mike Smith. If he does return, I mean, I don't think it's out of the picture that due to injuries and age, you might have to force Skinner to play 55 games for you. And that might not be the ideal situation next year. So when you look at some of these other options, and, you know, we can always dive into trade speculation at some point, but they just the free agents that would be out there, you've got Ville Husso, who's only played 67 games in the National Hockey League. So, I mean, maybe there's some hesitance there on, you just haven't seen a lot of them yet. You've got Darcy Kuemper, who's coming off a Stanley Cup championship, but he was so during that playoff run. Then you got Jack Campbell, who some people have said the Oilers will certainly have some interest in him if he does not end up staying in Toronto. Do you have one or two guys that kind of separate from the rest of the group for you as far as free agents this year?
Well, if you had a wish list, there's, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury would be at the top of my list, just because I know he's going to be 38 this year, but I don't think he'd be looking for anything long term, and he's made a boatload of money. So I would link, though, if I was thinking about it, I would link Fleury to the Colorado Avalanche, because they're going to be a year away from Nathan MacKinnon's contract kicking in, they're going to need to be efficient financially. And then you're going to have to sign one of those or several of those unrestricted free agents that they have. I think they've got 10. So if you want to cost save and still have elite goaltending, I think if Colorado, and I think it's a good fit for Fleury, I would go there. But if Fleury chooses a different situation, like he's the number one on my list. Darcy Kuemper, I think, could just price himself out.
Yeah.
And he played 57 games in the regular season and another 16 in the playoffs. So here's a guy who played 73 games this year. He showed that he's got, and I know there was injuries involved and some inconsistency in the playoffs, but he's a guy that showed a lot of durability, and he has played 55-plus games before. So he is a number one guy who would be nice to play with a guy like Skinner. But again, I don't think financially it'll be a fit. That's the one thing that Ken Holland has to be certainly mindful of. I wish Ville Husso had another 100 games underneath his belt, because I think he'd be the perfect fit, because he falls into, for me, the Chris Drieger kind of contract stratosphere. Drieger coming out of Florida off a very good team, signs a 3-year deal, I think at about 3.5 a year, trying to establish himself. Now, it didn't go great in Seattle, but Seattle was kind of, was the traditional expansion team this year. But Husso would be a guy that I circle that has really big upside, played 40 games in the regular season last year, but again, unproven. And then Jack Campbell's going to look to cash in as well. And Campbell played a career-high 49 games last year during the regular season and another 7 in the playoffs. So he played his most amount at the NHL level at 56. So these are fits, but again, it comes back to, you know, contract term, if it's a fit for a guy like Skinner. And then, like you said, the multi-million-dollar question, the status of Mike Smith. So Ken Holland's got a lot on his plate when it comes to goaltending moving forward.
Yeah. Well, what about the Leafs goaltending? What do they do? I mean, they're a team trying to get to that next level, trying to win that playoff round. What do you think ends up happening there?
Well, they've got a boat anchor in a $3.8 million contract in Peter Mrazek for 2 more years. And here's a guy, I believe it played like 26 games in the last 2 calendar years because of injuries. And it didn't go so well when he was playing for Toronto. So if they might be looking to unload that contract. So if you can unload the 3.8, now you're looking at potentially 2 new goaltenders if Jack Campbell doesn't choose to sign on a, we'll call it a team-friendly contract situation there. So if you're the Toronto Maple Leafs, you're in the sweepstakes with all the goaltenders that I just mentioned. And then if you're looking, and I know this is a hot button topic for the analytics people, a guy like John Gibson in Anaheim, I'd be kicking tires on him, but what is the cost? Pat Verbeek is not just handing him away, because here's a guy who has proven to play 60 games. He's 28 years old. His last 3 years statistically have not been good. but sometimes the grass is greener on the other side. You place him in a situation where a team, a fresh start, a team that can defend a little bit better and isn't in a retool, I would think that Gibson has lots more to give. But again, the million-dollar or multi-million-dollar question is, what would it take to acquire a guy like John Gibson? I like the skill of the goaltender. I think he's a fantastic goaltender. But again, stats are proving my theory wrong right now in his last couple of years because it hasn't gone the way that he had hoped.
Noodles, you have a good week, man, and we'll talk some NHL draft next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.